Welcome to the Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Enjoy fun and amusing ways to nurture relationships with insights on improving vision for a brighter future, expanding value with gained wisdom and increased vitality through legacy living. Live your best life now with our host, the dancing motivator, Penny Lee Prevost.
Thank you so much for that amazing introduction. I am so happy to be here and so grateful that I had the opportunity to work with Carl. He's a speaker coach. And so naturally bringing that to the podcast forum, very helpful and very grateful for that. Friends Friday Fun is really all about finding ways to touch people's hearts in a positive way. Now, I wanted to share with you today the question that my last guest chose for me. Christine and I had an awesome conversation around creativity, all the different ways that we really are creative as human beings, and we may not necessarily recognize that. So I find it very fascinating that the question that she chose from the blue category, which is self-esteem and values, is what are you good at? Now, I don't know about you, but tooting my own horn is not something that I'm the best at doing. However, we should all be very proud of the things that we are good at, because those are the things that we can use to help other people. And one of the things that I am really good at is visualization. And I absolutely love teaching the vision board workshop so that people have an opportunity to see brighter future and see possibilities of what their life could be like. And if we go back to thinking about creativity, we actually are all creating our own life based on what we like, based on what we think about, and based on what we are feeling, because it's our emotions that cause us to either take action or not. I'm very good at finding the root cause as to why people want to accomplish something in particular. And today, that's my question. What are you good at? You know, when somebody asks you what you're good at, how do you respond? Do you very openly share what you're really good at, or are you a little shy about sharing what you're really good at? I personally am very good at making friends. I have lots of confidence as far as meeting new people and having an opportunity to create new relationships. I also believe that I'm very good at talking. So I know when I was young, my parents, they asked me if I was a reporter because I asked so many questions and I really liked to talk. And when I think about it, entrepreneurs are very good at talking because we need to be able to reach out to more people, share our message with people. We need to be creative about what it is that we are able to offer people from our expertise and what we're good at. Also, when you know what you're good at, you can invest your time in doing those things as opposed to tripping through some of the things that you don't necessarily enjoy doing or that you're not as good at, because there are people out there who are really good at the things that we are not so good at. And so it's much easier to hand off these things to other people who might enjoy doing them. For example, my partner is a professional business organizer, and she helps businesses to be able to be organized with their accounting. She loves doing those kinds of things. That's not one of the things that I'm that fond of. That's why we make such good partners, because we balance each other. And the things that I like to do may not necessarily be the things that she likes to do. When you know what you're good at, you can actually have more value for people. You can share your knowledge and wisdom to help other people. And this is really what Friends Friday is all about. Getting to know people, getting to know what they love to do, getting to know how you can help them with maybe some of the skill sets that you have. And Christine talked about being an artist and being creative. And one of the things she loves to do is vision boards, as I do too, and teaching young adults the power of visualization and creating their own life in their own way and understanding the power of that. So that's one of the things I absolutely love to do and I'm good at. The other thing that I also love to do is dance. When I was growing up, I was not that fond of exercise. Through Graduate Thrivers and reflecting on different situations in my life that may have caused blockages for me, exercise was not one of the things that was high on my priority list. And so I avoided it. Although I did play in a lot of team sports, I loved doing that. But when it came to having to exercise on purpose for my own personal well-being, it was not something I prioritized until my body was in such a state that I was not able to do the everyday things that I wanted to do. And I sat back and I thought, you know, why is it that when we go to parties, my husband is chatting with his friends. He's not a dancer. He's a musician. He likes to make music for the dancers is what he tells me. But I would get up on the dance floor and I could stay up there moving my body all by myself on the dance floor all evening, had the endurance to do that. But for some reason, to have to go to a gym and do a workout class was not my favorite thing to do until I discovered that I really had a passion for dancing. And not that I discovered it, I already knew I had a passion for dancing. However, I wouldn't let that come forward. And I really always wanted to be a dance teacher. And so at almost 50, I tell people I was fat and frumpy at 50. I decided that I would just step in and learn how to do this fitness practice called Nia, which allowed me to heal my body my own way through the movement practice. And I've brought my friends along to do that as well. As Friends Friday Fitness Fun is what I called it when I first started teaching. So what is it that you are good at? And what would you love to do that maybe you're not stepping into because you have some sort of blockage or fear of what would happen if you did do that? So keep that in mind, because whatever it is that you're really good at, you are meant to share that with other people, and they would greatly appreciate receiving the information because they likely do not know the skill set that you have that they could make their life easier. Today, we are going to pick a question from the next category because I want to make sure I get through all five categories for you. So this is the fifth category, which is pink. And the pink one is reflective thinking. I'm going to pick number 7. Oh, this is awesome. What did you do for fun today? When I ask people, what did you do for fun today? Often they have to sit back and think about it for a little bit because they didn't make fun a priority in their day. So that's a great question that we're going to take up with my business partner, Liz M. Raymond, on our next episode. She will be answering that question. Wrapping up today with a fun joke. I love this one because I say this often. But when I looked up this joke, it really resonated with me for our episode today. Some people say the glass is half full. Some people say the glass is half empty. Engineers say the glass is twice as big as necessary. And that's definitely what my husband would say. So I thought that was pretty appropriate to wrap up our session for today. I want to wish you all a happy Friends Friday. Be sure to wish other people a happy Friends Friday and stay focused on Fridays to touch somebody's heart in a positive way. Thank you so much for joining me. I'll look forward to sharing with you with my partner on our next Friends Friday podcast. Again, thank you so much for taking the time to listen in today. I really appreciate it. Would love your feedback. Send me your email telling me what are you good at. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Thanks for winding down your week with our Friends Friday Fun Podcast. Penny Lee is looking to make 1 million friends worldwide. To join her newfound friend fans, fire off an email to hello@pennyleeprevost.com or kick off your shoes and visit the Dancing Motivator Facebook page and drop by her website for more fun ways to live your best life now.